This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Kai Rizdal. Four words to set up this next story. Back to school shopping. As parents everywhere know, it's not quite what it used to be. Yes, there are shoes and clothes and pencils and notebooks, but increasingly, the shopping lists resemble stockroom inventories, and parents can easily find themselves shopping for a crowd. Sarah McCammon has that story.
If you have kids, okay, if you ever were a kid, you've probably been here, standing in the school supplies aisle, list in hand.
We have binders, pens, pencils, and loose leaf paper.
As her daughter grows, Julie Langley says so does the number of things she's asked to bring to school every year.
A CD-ROM, a flash drive. The only thing we don't need to buy is stuff for PE.
Langley's daughter, Kendra Thompson, is a seventh grader in West Des Moines, Iowa.
A lot of it's because of budget cuts, so it puts a lot of demand on the parents.
Demands like printer paper, dry erase markers, and cleaning supplies. More than a third of teachers have asked parents to help stock classroom supply closets, according to a survey by the National School Supply and Equipment Association. And the shopping lists just keep getting longer. Adrienne Dayton is a spokeswoman for the association.
Now the lists appear to be, 30 items, sometimes totaling, $50 worth of materials that really they're asked to bring right from the beginning if they can afford it.
I don't think I would have agreed to do it if the situation wasn't so dire.
Dan Lazar is the principal at Greenfield Elementary in Philadelphia. And the situation he's referring to is a $175,000 shortfall. Lazar is asking parents to pony up more than $600 per student this year. The money will be used to help cover everything from office paper to salaries for classroom assistants.
This is something I never want to have to do again.
Lazar says other Philadelphia schools are also asking parents to write big checks, and they aren't alone. In cities like New York, Lazar says parent-teacher groups often ask for hundreds of dollars per child.
My concern in all of this, and has been from the start, is those schools where the parents aren't able to give. And that scares me and it saddens me. Because those are our neediest kids.
Joanna Crane runs the school supply drive for needy families at the Red Rock Area Community Action Program south of Des Moines. She says the demands on parents start in preschool now.
Paper plates and cups and Clorox wipes and sanitizer.
She says it's just too much for some families, like Christina Dales. The 29-year-old mother of three recently came into the center to pick up free backpacks, pencils, and notebooks.
All right, I'll have you start over there, and as I...
Okay.
You said sixth grade.
Yes.
Three-ring binder.
Dale has a full-time job, but she says her kids' back-to-school needs can add up to hundreds of dollars she doesn't have.
Once you factor in the new school clothes, new shoes, the fact that they have to have a separate pair of shoes just for gym, and, regular shoes to wear, it gets very expensive.
And that's before you even get in the school door. Then there may be a whole new round of expenses.
There may be fees to help defray the cost of uniforms. There may be fees for additional courses that may be offered after the school day. They're all over the place.
Dan Dominich is the executive director of the School Superintendents Association, AASA. He says even though the economy is improving, schools haven't caught up. In states like California and Michigan, parents have sued to keep public school truly free, and they've won. But that just means more schools now ask for voluntary contributions. In Des Moines, Iowa, I'm Sarah McCammon for Marketplace.